From Saskatoon, from their first self-titled CD, that was Davai the Rai, an original composition by this outstanding group of young musicians. And that Davai the Rai for the Ukrainian Challenged is a half English, half Ukrainian sentence. Davai means give, the Rai means rye, and we're talking about grain, but in a refined sort of way. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макуарі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We have a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with a recipe for holubtsi, a very interesting and unusual filling for this wonderful cabbage dish. As well, Irena Bell from the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa will be along to tell us about a traditional Ukrainian instrument, the trembita. And we've got Ukraine News Outlook with Keith Perron and more on the nasty politics in Ukraine and its possible implications for Euro 2012. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a tune that is very near and dear to my heart because I learned it at Ukrainian camp in Saskatchewan a few years back. And I would just like to say a special thank you to Luba Bilash of Edmonton, who helped with the translation. Actually, she did it all. She translated all the lyrics to this song into English. They are available on a wonderful site called pisni.org.ua, along with probably millions of Ukrainian folk songs. But they are all, the lyrics are only in Ukrainian. And I wanted the lyrics in English for my niece, who's getting married very shortly. She lives on a farm just outside of Winnipeg and raises chickens. So I wanted to give this the translation of the lyrics to her, and also for other Ukrainian relatives who don't speak the language but would appreciate the song and the sentiment. And if anyone else is interested in the lyrics, I'll be posting those on the blog along with a link to the pisni.org.ua site. So to Luba, thank you very much once again. And also to Orisha Trach in Winnipeg, who also jumped on board along with Tanya Chekhovich from here in Vancouver with offers to help. And I understand that you love the song too. So here is Millennia from Edmonton from their most recent CD, Bratya, and their rendition of Kurochka the Chicken.
Заслужив я пана, та й перше літо, заслужив я пана, курочку за літо. А та курка, щупа турка, вийде моє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча подита і воє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча подита і воє курочка. Заслужив я пана, та й друге літо, заслужив я пана, качечку за літо. А це качка дрито скаче, а та курка чуба турка, прийде моя курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ой, служив я пана, та й трати літо, заслужив я пана, гусочку за літо. А це гуся дрідно скаче, а та курка чупа турка, вийде моя курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ой, служив я пана, та й чи втрати літо, заслужив я пана, індика за літо. А то індик тик-тик-тик-тик, а то гуся сюся-сюся, а те кашка дрито скаче, а та курка чуба турка, вийде моє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ой, служив я пана, та й на п'яте літо, заслужив я пана, барана за літо. А той баран тут дороги, а той індик тик-тик-тик, а ти гуся, суся, суся, а ти качка, дрито скаче, а ти курка, чупа, турка, вийде моє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ой, служив я пана, та й на шосте літо, заслужив я пана, тилятко за літо. А ти тиляк осім вилля, а той баран круто роги, а той індик тик-тик-тик-тик, а ти гуся, суся, суся, а ти кашка дрито скаче, а та курка чупа турка, вийде моє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ой, служив я пана, та й на сьоме літо, заслужив я пана дівчину за літо. А та дівка напилася, пала в нечі забилася, а ти тиє хвостом вія, а той баран круто рогі, а той індик тик-тик-тик-тик, а ти гуся, суся, суся, а ти кашо дрідно скаче, а ти курка з чуба турка, вийде моє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка. Ходи та ходи по садочку, куча тонча ходинка і воє курочка.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Follow your feet to the beat at the Vegreville Peasant Cup Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vegreville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows, and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, peasantcupfestival.com.
She sort of slips into a trance. Bible rolls her own. Bible rolls her own. Bible rolls her own. Rolls her own hall of tea. Now if you want to know what's on the inside, there's rice and ground beef and that garlic you can't idle. There's tomato and pepper, but when you see her red eyes, you know the onion Baba chopped is not the only thing. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Rolls her own hall of tea. To the left, she said, Kulero zabirajsya, to уже йде геть. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Rolls her own hall of tea. Now my old Uncle Mike used to roll his own to a big blunt bowl about as thick as a kazoo. It seems strange that after breakfast, dinner, or lunch, he would come back to the house, and boy, he sure had the munchies. Uncle rolled his own. Boy, he could roll his own. Old Uncle Ike rolled his own. But they sure weren't hall of tea. That sounds about as strange as it gets. You ought to see what she's putting into her student ants. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Rolls her own hall of tea. Well, I guess I better let you in on our joke. I bet you all thought I meant that Baba rolled her own smoke. Well, she doesn't smoke cigars or cigarettes or cigarillos, but you're smoking Baba's room and it don't smell like it's Cadello. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Baba rolls her own. Rolls her own hall of tea. Come along and sing it with me.
Baba rolls her own.
You won't believe what you
Brian Cherwick with the Cubasonics from their CD Giants of the Prairies, and obviously another original composition. Baba rolls her own, Holopchi. Speaking of which.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Holopchi, used in the plural form, is the Ukrainian name for stuffed cabbage rolls, which in literal translation means little pigeons. Fillings for holopchi vary, but the one made of rice or buckwheat seems to be the most popular. Holopchi is a versatile dish, capable of a number of variations in ingredients and proportions. In summer, beet, lettuce, or spinach leaves may take the place of cabbage. In the grape-growing areas of Ukraine, the following is often rolled in grape leaves. This practice, however, is strictly regional and not generally known to many Ukrainian cooks. Holopchi may be cooked with or without a liquid, depending on the nature of the filling. A ready-cooked filling requires little or no liquid. When a liquid is used, it may be one or a combination of several of the following: water, soup stock, meat drippings, tomato juice, sour cream. Usually, a little fat is added to the liquid to get more flavor. Some cooks like to use canned tomato soup for the liquid, using it alone or in combination with sour cream, tomato juice, soup stock, or water. Now for the filling. This is unusual for holopchi, but absolutely delicious. It's potato, and you'll need the following: 4 large potatoes, fine grated, 1 small onion, finely chopped, 2 tablespoons butter, 1/2 cup sour cream, 1/2 cup medium buckwheat groats. In a sieve, drain the grated potatoes as much as possible. Sauté the onions in butter until tender and combine with the potatoes. Add the sour cream. Pour boiling water over the groats and drain over a sieve and repeat the procedure. Add the well-drained groats to the potato mixture. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Pour 1 cup of sour cream over the cabbage rolls and bake at 350 degrees for 1.5 hours. Serve with a dollop of sour cream. I was very impressed when I first tasted these cabbage rolls a few years back when I was holidaying in Lviv. You'll love them too, so try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Для красонки тримала. ходить, не годіть, поцілує милий загоїть.
That was Oksana Mucha from Ukraine with a song called Porizalam Palchik. I cut my finger, and that's something you want to be careful not to do when you're trimming the veins on those cabbage leaves or chopping onions for the filling. Now, making a whole bunch of cabbage rolls is pretty economical, and that's something that you're going to want to do if you've got a house full of 17 kids. And there is a woman in Ukraine who is doing just that. They made a film about her. It's called A Family Portrait in Black and White, and it's going to be showing at the Denman Cinema in Vancouver from May 11th to the 17th. There will be a special screening on Sunday with the director and producer at 4 o'clock Sunday at the Denman Theater, and they will be present there to chat about their film, award-winning and highly acclaimed documentary film. The music for the film was provided by a family from the Mission area, and here is the dad, Boris Sikhon, with his version of Piedmanula.
Казала в понеділок, підем разом по барвінок, я прийшов, тебе нема. Підманула, підвела, ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума, з розуму звела. Казала у вівторок.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the world's longest wind instrument is the Ukrainian trembita? The trembita is a cone-shaped tube made from pine or spruce, similar to an alpine horn, without any side openings. Its length can reach up to 4 meters. The trembita, that's T-R-E-M-B-I-T-A, the trembita, produces sounds altogether different from those of the alpenhorn, and they say that the sound of the trembita can be heard for 10 kilometers. This musical instrument was traditionally used by the Hutsuls, the highlanders of the Ukrainian Carpathians, to inform the whole of the mountain community about important events. And it's still used at numerous festivals in the Carpathians.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznalevi, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
And that was the sounds of the trembita, which Irina explained to you all about, and along with a couple of other instruments that are commonly heard in the Carpathian Mountains of Ukraine. And that was performed by Brian Cherwick of the Cubasonics from their CD Big Beat Music. And yes, that was Brian on all three instruments. The guy is absolutely amazing. And we'll be hearing from Brian in a future show from a chat that we had not long ago. Again, that was the Cubasonics with a song called Carpatia. Up next, Luba Kowalczyk, also known as simply Luba, back in the heyday of the 1980s and 90s when she was very big on the Canadian pop charts. Here she is now with her Ukrainian Sorochka singing a song called Tsihanochka, the Gypsy.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, will the conviction of Yulia Tymoshenko overshadow the Euro 2012 football championships as EU leaders planned not to attend? I'm Keith Perron. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said she will not travel to Ukraine to attend the Euro 2012 European Football Championships. This seems to be the same, echoing from five other EU leaders. The European Commissioner President, José Manuel Barroso, has said he had no intention of any similar engagement with Ukraine. Mr. Barroso's spokeswoman, Pirana Kandahasan.
The president has taken the decision that in the current circumstances he will not travel to Ukraine or indeed take part in events in Ukraine. So that is simply his decision for the time being, and given the very serious concerns we have, notably in relation to the situation of Yulia Tymoshenko, the president does not wish to travel to Ukraine and indeed take part in any events in Ukraine. It's not a boycott, it's simply a decision not to travel to Ukraine at the present time.
Well, the case of Yulia Tymoshenko she referred to there refers to the former prime minister for abuse of powers while she was in office. Her family has said she has been beaten by guards and has refused proper treatment for a medical condition. Ukraine's foreign minister, Konstantin Chernenko, said she was not a political prisoner, but in prison for unlawful activities.
Yulia Tymoshenko is where she is, not because of her political beliefs, not because of her political statements, not because of her alternative view, not because she is competitor to any other politician, but it is because she was accused and proven in court of having taken decisions against the procedures as they are established in the legal framework of Ukraine.
So how is the pressure on Yulia Tymoshenko's behalf of Europe going down in Ukraine? Ivan Lazovy is the president of the Institute of Statehood and Democracy in the capital, Kiev. He speaks next to the BBC World Service's Mark Whitaker.
The pressure, I think, that the Ukrainian government is already feeling from leading European politicians is on the one hand justified, given that Yulia Tymoshenko's trial in Ukraine was really quite a farce. On the other hand, I don't like the fact that this distances Ukraine from Europe. It may even be that this is convenient for some European politicians who would not like to see a large country like Ukraine, with its troubles granted, integrate into Europe anytime soon. So this is really a two-sided sword we're talking about.
So you want to see a fair deal for Yulia Tymoshenko, but on the other hand, you don't want to see Ukraine cold-shouldered by Europe.
Absolutely right. There's a lot of sympathy for Tymoshenko here. She's been treated very unfairly. I think the vast majority of Ukrainians have seen that. This is a big case that was really widely televised. So this is a really big issue in Ukraine, and I think she does get a lot of sympathy.
You can see it then from the point of view of the European Commission. It wouldn't look very good, would it, if they came along to watch football matches in Ukraine while Yulia Tymoshenko is still languishing in prison, and when there are allegations that she's been beaten up as well?
Well, I'm not entirely sure about that. I think that leading European politicians could come to watch football, but make a point about talking to the media here, demonstrate their concern directly on Ukrainian soil. I think that would be good. And this way we would not get this negative effect of kind of, as you say, Ukraine getting cold-shouldered by Europe, which is really the last thing I think that Ukraine as a country needs as opposed to the current government.
Would such politicians get airtime in Ukraine, do you think?
Absolutely. As I said, this is a very hot topic, and leading European politicians that would come here and make statements, this would get a huge amount of media and attention in the population at large.
Ukraine is a puzzling case for people outside the country. You've talked about the sort of free and frank exchange that there would be if European leaders came there, the fact that they get press coverage, media coverage, the fact that Yulia Tymoshenko's case is being openly discussed. That all smacks of democracy, but on the other hand, the fact that it was a flawed trial would speak the other way, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And on the one hand, you know, we have to start from the recognition that Ukraine wasn't known as a country and Ukrainians as a people until Ukraine became independent in 1991. And even by today, we have, I think, in general, unfortunately, a very bad understanding of Ukraine, its history, and I think that lack of understanding, of lack of care in trying to learn where Ukraine is at, where it's coming from, is at the source of a lot of problems. Ukraine has a troubled history. It hasn't had a state, really, for hundreds of years. We have one now. We're trying to build it. It's quite difficult, but at least we haven't gone down the road of the dictatorship in Belarus, a neighboring country, or the very authoritarian style and quite closed, I would say, practically not a democracy that we see in Russia.
So if Europe wants Ukraine to come in from the cold, it has to open the door then?
Absolutely, and not just myself, but I think a lot of people would like to see Europe taking a much more proactive position, and some of us can't help but suspect that the cold treatment that Ukraine is, on the one hand, deservedly getting, is unfairly punishing the country as a whole and the people itself.
That was Ivan Lazovy, the president of the Institute of Statehood and Democracy in Ukraine, speaking to Mark Whitaker of the BBC. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Це хоче горіти, а вітер розтягнув крила за грошими, а місяць ясно споглядає на землі. Згадай, мила, любов не можна собі купити, а сльози потопились десь за хмарами. На щастя добрим серцем хочу думати. А ти дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить. Дайте гроші, щоби мати, щоби бути. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить. Дайте гроші, щоби так на щасті жити. Слова, які сказала ти, уся земля тремтить, коли життя болить, як іскра ще в тобі горить, дай мені сни. Поглянь, люба, ти не дивись, я буду серед мрій, в палких обіймах ночі листя шелестить, цілуй мене щоденно зранку і вночі. А ти дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить. Дайте гроші, щоби мати, щоби бути. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить. Дайте гроші, щоби так на щасті жити. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить. Дайте гроші, щоби мати, щоби бути. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить. Дайте гроші, щоби так на щасті жити. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить. Дайте гроші, щоби мати, щоби бути. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить. Дайте гроші, щоби так на щасті жити.
Чай не досипала і в дорогу провожала, і рушник лише. сестри. Бо Господь не дав вас чілих дві, як їдна щідло сховає, доктора го відшукає, і я їду до дівчини, що ще нравить мені.
Ukraine, that was Brateha Djukina, which means the Viper Brothers, and that is a song from their CD called Shchaslivoye Doroge, which is the Ukrainian way of saying Bon Voyage, and that song was the Immigrant Song. And before them was Berkut from Poland and a song called Hroshi. Well, we're going to come back to Canada now, and we've got the Ukrainian connection from Saskatchewan up next with a country tune called Hey Zabava.
Я сказала понеділок, підем разом на барвінок. Я прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела моя мила. Я сказала у вівторок, поцілуєш раз і сорок. Ти прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела моя мила. Гей, забава, жорання, гей, забава, цілу ніч. Не співали, співали аж до рання, не співали. Ти прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела моя мила. Я сказала у четвер, підем разом на концерт. Ти прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела моя мила. Гей, забава, жорання, гей, забава, цілу ніч. Не гуяли, гуяли аж до рання, не гуяли, гуяли цілу ніч. Я сказала у п'ятницю, підем разом вечорницю. Ти прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела моя мила. Я сказала на суботу, підем разом на роботу. Ти прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела моя мила. Я сказала у неділю, підем разом на весіллю. Ти прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела, підманула.
минула пітвила моя мила. Гей, забава, забава, щорання, гей, забава, забава, ціму ніч. Не співали, співали, а щорання, не співали, співали, ціму ніч.
Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. in Vancouver on AM 1320 on the radio dial and online at am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio around the world. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at the Nash Holos website, nashholos.com, as well on the Nash Holos page at the PCJ Media website, pcjmedia.com, as well as on iTunes. And you can get Nash Holos on your mobile phone via the Stitcher app. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Попрадитись із кимось ніколи не пошкодить. And our proverb of the week translates as, it never hurts to seek advice. Well, that just about wraps up our program now, so one last tune for you by a brother and sister duo, Jonathan and Diana Locker from the Vegreville, Alberta area, and this was recorded a while back when they were just teens. They're all grown up now, but they did leave behind a couple of great CDs with cymbala tunes, and the one that they'll be playing for you is Bukovinian Dance. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.